Topic 8. Protecting wildlife. Track 16. Listen to a lecturer talking about genetic engineering and the environment, and complete each of the sentences with no more than 3 words or numbers.
People claim that we now have the capability to conduct genetic engineering, but I oppose it for several reasons. Firstly, interfering with nature is dangerous because we can't predict the outcomes. Such actions could disrupt the natural balance. For instance, mosquitoes are disliked for transmitting malaria. If we were to alter their DNA to eradicate them, we would indeed eliminate malaria, but we would also disturb the ecosystem because other species rely on mosquitoes for survival. Destroying mosquitoes could therefore have significant and potentially serious effects on the environment. Secondly, genetic engineering could undermine personal control over one's own life. For example, if scientists manage to identify and remove the gene associated with violent behavior from future generations, it might reduce violence. However, I believe that behavior is a matter of personal choice, and such genetic modifications would remove this element of choice. It would force people to act according to predetermined standards rather than their own, thereby diminishing individual responsibility. Thirdly, genetic engineering would eliminate the element of chance from our lives. The unpredictability of how people or things will turn out adds excitement to life. The possibility of unexpected outcomes is part of what makes life intriguing. Personally, I believe we should leave genetic engineering to a higher power or natural processes, the Creator, rather than attempting to control it ourselves.